just around the top one third of the page, where Miss Lim first appears, and she starts with "You see." Do you see that?
Yes, I do.
Yes. She says, "You see, it never crossed my mind, and I cannot fathom this possibility that Pritam would have given her the option to choose between telling the truth or continuing the lie. That never crossed my mind, and I do not believe it to be true." So when she comes and says, I don't think I want to tell the truth. I think it's just her. It's nothing to do with Mr. Singh at all. Miss Lim says that it's not fathomable that you would have given Miss Khan a choice. But based on these notes on the 29th of November, it would appear that you gave her a choice, of course, in the context in which it is used. Would you agree?
In the context in which it is used, yes.
Yes, but would you agree that one reasonable construction or interpretation from Miss Khan on the 3rd of October would be that she would be given a choice as to whether to tell the truth or to continue with the lie?
Mr. Tong, I didn't tell her on the 3rd of October that it is your call to make. I didn't say that to her. I told her that she would have to take ownership and responsibility. On the notes written by Miss Lim, yes, indeed, I would have put the question to Miss Khan in that manner. But it's not just that which is important. And I can understand why that line of questioning is something that you're pursuing. You also have to see what comes after that, which is...
I understand.
You know, you have to... You can't tell a lie, right? So I think it was a... I wouldn't want to use the word abridged, but I had just put the matter across to Ms. Khan at the DP in that manner.
Right. So you're saying that despite the way in which you had phrased the question on the 29th of November to Ms. Khan, you didn't use those words.
That's right. On the 3rd of October.
On the 3rd of October. If you didn't use those words, how would you have conveyed to her that it was your call? Why would you say to her on the 29th of November that it was your call?
I think it was in the context of how she was responding to us. I mean, that whole meeting on the 29th was a meeting where she was just continually crying and crying and crying. And in that context, I put a question which I felt could elicit a response which would be helpful to the DP. So that's how I put the question.
Right. And so you're not saying that you had phrased it in this way, but would you not accept that the way in which you had characterized how you left Ms. Khan on the 3rd of October after the meeting and your frame of mind about how sure she was that she would come and tell the truth would be quite a different characterization from the words "your call" taken in the context of the notes on the 29th of November?
To the extent that you're making the comparison, I would agree.
Yes.
I must have shared something like about 100 pages of documents to the committee of communication, I think one or two emails, one email at least. There's also an exchange I have with Ms. Khan's father that takes place sometime in the middle of October.
I think.
And I think that's the point when she actually tells her parents what's happening. And ownership and responsibility are quite a major part of my message to Mr. Khan. And I think those words were really the central focus of what I expected Ms. Khan to do had the matter come up
I understand.
Post 3rd of October. Mm-hmm.